Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight's discussion is about buying chametz on Amazon. Please feel free to send in some topics. I've got a number of them along the way. Tomorrow night, I hope to speak about being Menachem Avel through Zoom or through phone. One about Kiddush clubs on Shabbos in one's home. We'll explain what that means also. That will be the following night. But please feel free to send in any other suggested topics. So tonight, let's talk about buying chametz from Amazon. So there's a din that we're all familiar with, that chametz she'avar lava Pesach, chametz that was held and owned by a Jew on Pesach, one may not buy from that person after Pesach. And it's a very clear din in Shulchan Aruch. The din is that Hilchos Pesach Simen Tav Mem Ches, it says that chametz she'yisrael she'avar lava Pesach aser bana. A very clear din, if a Jew owns chametz, and Pesach is over, it's aser to eat and aser to get hana from as well. So that's when we know for sure it's owned by a Jew. What if there's a partnership? Let's kind of build up slowly. Let's say there's a partnership, a Jew and a non-Jew own it together. So it's brought down by the poskim. It depends who has the majority of the ownership. If it's mostly owned by a Jew, so then it's a problem. If it's mostly owned by a non-Jew, so then one would be allowed to buy chametz from such a corporation. Now, Rav Moshe points out, however, let's say it's owned mostly by non-Jews, but the manager, the one overseeing all the decisions, is a Jew, then Rav Moshe thinks that tips the scale also, whereby it would be usher to buy from such a corporation, such a company. Okay, so that's when it's a partnership. What happens if you don't know? What if it's a case of a suffix? You don't know who the owner is, which is our case tonight. So when it comes to Amazon, there are two different parties one could buy from on Amazon. One is Amazon itself. Now, I never bought from Amazon food. So I don't really know how it works. But from my understanding, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong on this. But my understanding is if you buy from Amazon itself, that's one of the approaches. So that's owned by Amazon. Amazon is clearly not owned by Jews. Perhaps they have shares in them, but the ownership is mostly by non-Jews. And therefore, one could buy from Amazon directly. There is no problem. But what if you're buying from a third-party seller? So then the question becomes, who is the third party? If you could ascertain whether he's a Jew or non-Jew, that will be able to answer your question. If the owner of that third-party company, that third-party seller is a Jew, then you cannot. If it's a non-Jew, then you may buy chametz from that third-party seller. But what if you just don't know, you can't figure out who it is? So this becomes a case of a suffix chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach. You don't know whether it's owned by a Jew or a non-Jew. So what's halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Tav Mem Tes, those who want to look it inside, it's a very short Simen Tav Mem Tes, and the Mishnah Berurah there brings two opinions. What's the din of suffik chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach? So one opinion, he says, yesh deos ben achronim. There are two different opinions. Yesh akasu, some hold, demutter ba'na v'aser ba'achila. If you don't know the source of the chametz, then although you could benefit, you could sell it, you could feed it to your dog, but you cannot eat it. Still awesome. But then he writes, Yesh mekilim v'omim degam b'achilam mutter. Safek chametz she'avar la pesach is in fact mutter to be eaten. So there are two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. So if you don't know, you buy from a random party, a third party on Amazon, it's a safek. Some say you can eat it, some say you cannot eat it. And he writes, if you know that most of the people there are Jews, then you should really stay away. If you know most of them are non-Jews, then you should buy it. You're allowed to buy it. So again, I don't know how the business works. I'm going to assume that most third-party sellers on Amazon are probably not Jewish. So then what would happen would be is, since most of them are not Jewish, you would think, though, okay, since they're mostly not Jewish, go ahead and buy it. Everything should be fine. Statistics dictate that rove are non-Jews, and therefore one may buy it. That's how you would say. The problem is as follows. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tav Mem Tes. Let's say there's a store owned by a Jew. Chanus Shel Yisrael. I own a store. And it's open on Pesach. I'm selling non-chametz items. I'm selling whatever I'm selling. And the workers are Jewish as well. But then all the people, all my customers, well, you actually, workers or customers are not Jewish. So, and you find chametz after Pesach. So, do we say it goes based on the Jewish owner, and therefore maybe it should be usher, or do you go based on the non-Jewish customers? So, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that's Aser Bana, since the store owner was a Jew. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, what if most, there are more customers than there were owners? So there's like three owners, let's say, working behind the counter, and there are 100 non-Jewish customers. So Rove would say it probably came from a customer, dropped from the customer. Why would you assume just because it's owned by a Jew, it should be Aser to have that Chametz Shavu Leva Pesach? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's Aser Bana, Af Shehein Regilin, even though the customers are regular to be there, and they're more customers than the owners, because since the Chametz was found in a Chanus, and was owned by a Jew, we have a din of Kavua. What's Kavua? There's a klal we have in Rove and Safek. Even though the statistics might tell me that Safek, that Rove should be Mutter, if it's a case of Kavua, Kol Kavua, it's Mechza al Mechza Dami, and therefore it would be Asa. What that means is, let's say the statistics were 90% Jewish. Let's take the example of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm buying, forget Chametz for a moment. I want to buy from a kosher butcher, of course. And there happens to be 9 kosher butchers and 1 non-kosher butcher. If I find it in the street, I can't tell where it came from. The Gemara says you could go ahead and buy that meat and eat it. Because since Rove dictates that 9 out of 10 are kosher, I could buy it. Or I could pick it up and eat it. But let's say I went into a store. And I bought it from a store. I completely forgot which store I went inside. There the Gemara says, Kol Kavua, Mechza al Mechza Dami, and it's Aser. Meaning, even though it's 90% are Jewish butchers, since I went into a store and the store is Kavua, however the logic works, whenever there's a Kavua store, it breaks the percentage, and it's 50-50 split, there is no Rove anymore. And therefore, some posts can say, since Amazon, I'm buying from different stores, now it's obviously virtual stores, but there are stores that are selling me, so even though maybe 90% of the third parties are non-Jewish, but there's a 10% Jew that has a store, he sells it, that's Kavua on Amazon. And if it's Kavua, therefore it should be Aser to eat it on its Chametz She'avar Leva Pesach. So now we just recap for a moment. You have to make two assumptions why you cannot buy Chametz on Amazon. Number one is, you have to assume that these virtual stores are considered Kavua. And therefore, since there exists a Jewish store out there, it's 50-50, even though statistics don't dictate that. And number two, you have to assume, whenever there's a suffix of Chametz Shavu Leva Pesach, you have to assume like the opinion you can't eat it. Remember, we thought there's another opinion that you can eat suffix of Chametz Shavu Leva Pesach. So you have to assume two different chumras. One is Kavua applies to virtual stores. Number two is we assume that suffix Chametz Shavu Leva Pesach is also asertiv. When I spoke to a certain posek, a very, very big Talmud Chacham, he thought it's too far-fetched to say people should not buy Chametz from Amazon. He thought, since it's two chumras, you should be able to buy Chametz from Amazon. I was a little uncomfortable saying that because there's so many other options out there that you don't have to go to Amazon. I understand it's easier, you're shipping things and having to go to Gourmet Glatter Seasons, but there are other options. And therefore, I thought if a person has another option, better to avoid it and wait till Amazon, has its next round of things. Though a person already has his orders, someone reached out to me that he already has his order coming on Sunday, which I guess is today. And he had cereal that was ordered. Is that fine? I said, if you already ordered, or if you don't want to go through the hassle of going to other stores, you certainly can. But have in mind, this is the cheshbon. This is the calculation going on. So again, there is good reason to rely on the Chametz and Amazon to buy it. But if there's a reason to buy, if you can buy elsewhere, I recommend buying elsewhere, if at all possible. Now, just one last point here, that how long does one have to wait? So this is a big question. It all depends on a life shelf of the items. Now, every store, every food item has different life shelf. So bread, for example, is a very short life shelf because it's going to go bad if it hangs out in the store for so long. Depends how active the store is. So it's really hard to know how long a life shelf is of cereal or breads. And each year it changes, depending, again, how active the stores are. That being said, I saw one place on the OU, Rabbi Luban suggested that by Lag BaOmer, he was pretty confident that everything was turned over by Lag BaOmer. That was his assessment. But again, there's no way to know. Rabbi Moshe suggested once 50% of the store has turned over, that's enough. But again, we don't know. We're not running the store. We don't know the inventory. But Lag BaOmer seems to be a very safe place. Now, if a person is so stuck to Amazon, I wouldn't discourage him from buying, but this at least is the part of the calculation of knowing that whether to buy from Amazon or not to buy from Amazon. I'm going to turn on the unmute, because someone requested that they ask questions afterwards. So anybody wants, I'll try the best to answer any questions I can. Let's see if I unmute everyone here. unmute for those who want to ask any questions. Feel free.